Not sure if the video for that has stood the test of time, but the song certainly does. Cool for Cats from Squeeze, the enduring British pop act whose songs have tenderly and wittily chronicled life and love stretching across, I hate to say this, but it's four decades. They're due to play an extensive UK tour in the autumn, their first as a band for 3 years, and as well as tracks from their vast back catalogue, like Cool for Cats, Up the Junction and Tempted. There will also be songs from their forthcoming album, Cradle to the Grave. It marks their first collection of new tracks since 1998 and features songs you might recognise from the current BBC Two comedy, Cradle to Grave, based on Danny Baker's autobiography. Well, earlier today I spoke to the group's tremendous songwriting duo, Glenn Tilbrook and Chris Difford. Cradle to the Grave is their 14th studio album. And I started by asking them why it had taken as much as 17 years before they got round to this.
To build the excitement, I think, was what we had in mind. It's really keep them waiting for a long, long time so that when we finally release a record, there's a full head of steam behind it.
We're waiting for the next generation to grow up, basically.
You know, there must be a couple of generations who are now fans because people are taking on their kids and their grandchildren, aren't they?
They are indeed. We were at a gig only the other night and there was an 11-year-old boy in the audience who was digging it. So it's great. It's really good.
In the 70s, you were hailed as the heirs to Lennon and McCartney. You know, a brilliant songwriting combination. Do you still divvy up the songwriting in the same way as you did back then? Lyrics for Chris, music for Glenn?
It's become something of a sort of mythology, really, that we were sort of put in the same bracket as Lennon and McCartney. We never really wrote like them. They always wrote separately. I think both words and music, but for the most part, I write the lyrics. But on this album, we've been working a lot closer together, and I think when you listen to the album, it benefits from that closeness.
Glenn, songs from the album are being featured on the BBC Two comedy Cradle to Grave, which is based on Danny Baker's autobiography. So how has that come about?
I read Danny's book when it first came out, the first book, and thought that Chris and I should really be involved. You know, we should do a musical or something. And so I rang up Danny and said that. And he said, well, perhaps not a musical, but we're doing a TV series and it'd be great to have you involved. So from that conversation, we met up with Danny and Jeff Pope, with whom Danny was writing the scripts, and we played Cradle to Grave, from the Cradle to the Grave song to them, and they said, that's it, that's the theme tune, that's what we've got to call it.
So the TV show was named after the album?
After the song, yeah,
they gave
it the title. So it was a great spot to be in for us, and just one of those, you know, it's a lucky break for us to be involved really at the beginning of the whole process. And it also gave us, you know, a focus for our own writing to look back at that time and reflect on that. For us, was a really, you know, it was a gift, really.
Well, there's a really reflective feel of nostalgia in Happy Days. Let's hear the new single. This is indeed Happy Days.
Happy.
Listening to Happy Days there, it does sound very reflective. It's a fond loop back in childhood. Did it prove to be lyrically inspiring to have Baker's life in mind? Was that a good stepping off point for creativity?
Well, the great thing about the scripts and about Danny's life, for me personally, is that we went to the same school together. So a lot of things in the book and a lot of things of his life are absolutely reflective of my own. And so when I go back lyrically to that nostalgic time, I feel very at home and very at peace because, you know, what could be more wonderful than those days, you know, watching Top of the Pops, listening to music, collecting records.
Halcyon days, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, really golden kind of colours for me. You know, it's lovely to sort of put myself in that place.
Your connection with Danny, though, does go all the way back to those days, doesn't it? There's a real overlapping. You went to the same school, girlfriends.
Yeah.
There's lots in common.
You could say.
Yes, indeed.
He's one of the band, basically.
Now, how much overlapping was there when you were kids?
Well, I mean, as I said, you know, he was notorious in the school. He's younger than I am, but I remember him being around and him being, you know, he's always been such a positive guy. You know, he loves everything that he does, and there's always something magical going on around him. And when you watch the TV series, it's hard to believe some of those things actually happened, but they actually did.
You know, I think also from the time that I met him slightly later than Chris, when he was writing for Sniffing Glue, the first punk fanzine. And how great is that to just, you know, be involved in the start of something that went on to be so inspirational to so many other people?
And it sounds as if this has been a really generous relationship that you've had with him, being involved in this. He's really helped you with the album and you've given him the title for his show.
Yeah, well, it's been great. And, you know, he was his daughter, Mansi, supported us in Canterbury the other night. And Danny got up and introduced us with a very heartfelt words that he said. And, you know, it's a very genuine respect that goes both ways.
You've been awarded the Ivor Novello for Outstanding Contribution to British Music. That was in 2008. Does that help to ease the pressure of writing, to already have that acknowledgement in the bag?
I think, really, when you sit down to write, I don't think you think about any of that stuff. Personally, I'm just thinking about making it the best it can be and make it into something that I like. You know, that's always been my focus, and I think it has to be. It's when external things creep in, that's when the writing begins to go a bit weird, I think.
So are you writing for yourselves, Chris?
Well, we always write for ourselves. I think the one thing that we've always done, and I think it stood us in good stead, is if we like the stuff that we write, you know, that's half the battle, because we have to go on stage and play those songs and promote those songs.
And you're playing playing the same things for decades. They've got to be good, as we're about to hear, because this is a Squeeze classic. We can't not play it. Up the Junction. Junction is such a timeless perfect song, and I would say that even if I wasn't speaking to you, I think it's a great song.
Thank you very much.
It's got a story, hasn't it? It's a moral story at that. It's very mature, and you wrote it when you were very young.
One of the things that my parents used to do was watch Wednesday plays that were on the BBC in the black and white days. And, you know, I used to sit and watch them, and I guess they must have, I must have soaked up some of that.
So it was a play for today in 3 minutes?
Yeah, the kitchen sink stuff. And, you know, they were written by really great people like Alan Ayckbourn, you know, and, you know, so they were like thoroughbred writings of its of that time.
Do you think that's what has given it its enduring appeal, the fact that there is that storyline there? And it's also got this great kind of catchy song that kind of belies what the story is.
I mean, the story, the melody, the key change in the middle, you know, everything about this song puts it in a really good time and place. And when we perform it live, it goes down extremely well. It reaches the parts that some darker songs don't reach. But it is a dark song.
Oh, it's a very dark song. Like so many bands dating back as far as the 70s, the lineup has changed back and forth. Jules Holland has been gone and back again and gone again. But you've always been the stalwarts, the front men. Have you always felt that it was really your band? You started it after all.
I always feel that Squeeze has been, at its best, it's always been a really strong collection of individuals. But the thing, you know, the thing that binds it together is, and the thing that it was built for, is our songwriting. So we are the constants in the band. But, you know, it's a proper band. It's not, you know, nameless individuals behind me and Chris. It's a real band.
We're about to start touring. Is that still an exciting prospect, Glenn?
Oh, it's brilliant. You know, I was thinking this morning that touring is like the icing on the cake. It's when you've done all the hard work, you've done all the, you know, studio work is great, recording is great, but it's quite hard as well. It's a challenge. It's a challenge to make everything as good as it can be. And rehearsals too. And then when you actually get to the stage of playing for people, that's the payoff. That's, you know, it's a wonderful thing. And I absolutely love it.
Thanks so much to Glenn Tilbrook and Chris Difford from Squeeze. The new album, Cradle to the Grave, is out on the 2nd of October. The single Happy Days is out now. And their tour will include the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall on the 23rd of October.